Blog Talk Radio.
Swerve on these niggas. They ain't nothing like it.
Let's get it, baby.
They ain't nothing like it. How we grind, they ain't nothing like it. How we shine, they ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, they ain't nothing like it. They ain't nothing like it. You see me grinding, shining, you sidelining, hating on the whip that I'm in. Hating on that chick cause she climbing and whining on my pole for that dope, my diamonds. Blind them, shooters put them where they can't find them. Must I remind them, I'm as real as it gets in the field with a Morgan that we chill. Throw shots like rocks to your grill. Philistine giants get chopped with the guillotine. ROI the realest team and I am. For those who wanna know, look, I am. Yeah, I get that dope, don't try him. That's your mission, Beretta spitting. Leave your bones missing like buried treasure hidden. So listen to the words I say, cause this type of shit happens every day. But I ain't concerned with bragging, I let my aura talk. Living my life based on what the Torah taught. Just drove off the lot with that new Porsche I bought. Came a long way from shorts, now I'm taking off. How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like waiting in the kitchen. Couple minutes, breeze pads, is it hard? Does it glisten? Can I bag it with an addict? In the attic with syringes, I get money, boy, I'm adamant, you iffy. Already know, now be battered with the quick beat. Side flows, hot zone, I bring the spice beat. Then cobblons, get on, this ain't right, B. Approach the game, hold it and get a sight, B. Playing A and B with me, so I sight see. Ain't nothing like that flow we about to bring, boy. Ain't nothing like the destination aimed for. They calling me the younger gun, my name's Tang, boy. How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it.
Ain't nothing like a jewel when you stunt. Shout out to the hustlers that get it a month. Shout out to the killers with the hammer by their waist. Screaming for the DA if their lawyer beat the case. Ain't nothing like trial when the facing 15. Nothing like dirty money when you turn the clean. Nothing like a nine with the infrared beam. Nothing like pushing weight just to get cream. Nothing like a real nigga who you know is loyal. Cause the worst come to worst, they like water when they boil you. Ain't nothing like a coupe when they ride. Ain't nothing like a bed when she come to slide. Ain't nothing like a millie who you know to keep a roller. Shout out to my n- rolling loud, blowing killer. Something like a boss, think I'm Ricky Rose. And Frank and Dan, get their memo, cause you tell them what I'm saying, what I'm saying.
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Swerving in my X5, yeah, ain't nothing like it. Sour in my Dutch, nothing like it. We the shit, you ain't gotta like it. Oh yeah.
Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. You already know who it is, the God Bank Frank Yus, truly. Got a great show for you tonight. Tell a friend, tell a friend. We got Rap Star Promo hollering at us in a minute. They gonna call in, Bill, talk about, you know, everything that goes on behind the scenes in the music industry. And they're up and coming promotional companies, so it's good to hear, you know, that angle of where they're coming from. You know what I'm saying? As far as the music industry and what indie artists may need help with or what indie artists are overlooking. And that's what we do, man. We interview great guests that work behind the scenes that can give advice to any artists that are listening on the show and just give advice to, you know, entrepreneurs that's trying to, you know, do their thing, man. Entrepreneurs that's trying to start their own different businesses in the entertainment field. You know what I mean? So it's a good look, man. It's Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. You know, shout out to my man DJ Ben Hop out there in Miami. ExcitementRadio.com. Check them out. Excitement Radio, they interview me Monday night. Shout out to my brother, man, because, you know, we got that All Money Legal As Above, So Below about to drop. You know, our newest mixtape dropping on Dat Piff June 23rd, next Monday after the summer solstice. It's going to be a special project. Y'all definitely got to check that out, man. Definitely anybody that's into hip-hop and is looking to learn more about metaphysics and occult, this mixtape, this project right here is definitely a great bridge for someone to really, you know, start learning. That's what this album is about. It's a bridge to, you know, the hidden world. So that's what we do, man. It's, you know, all money's legal. The money is the currency. The currency is the current. And the current in the bloodline, so, you know, it gets that deep, you know what I'm saying? It gets that deep, for real, for real, for real. You know, we got the rundown a little later. Hip-hop news, global politics, economics. We're going to build on all that good stuff a little later in the show. You know how we do it, that. So, you know, we got a great show for you. Got a lot of new indie heat, some new hot tracks for you. This is what we do, man. Every Wednesday, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Catch us, of course, on blogtalkradio.com. Or you can always catch us on our site, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, www.hhse.biz. That's Hip Hop Stock Exchange, man. Tell a friend, tell a friend. Shout out to all everybody that log on to the site, man, daily, man, because we got over 1,000 viewers every day. We got over 600,000 viewers since the site has been running for the last 3 years, man. Just goes to show you, man, hard work paying off. You know, definitely doing a lot of promotions on Facebook and Twitter. Everybody show us love on there, because it's all about financial literacy through hip-hop, man. Everybody needs to, you know, get educated on that money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody can get money, but can you keep it? You can get money, but can you keep it? That's the hardest part. Can you make money, make more money? Can you keep the money? Or you just digging it and you just spending it as fast as you're getting it? Which one is it? What you doing with yourself, huh? So that's what we do here, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Young people, you know, become more financially aware of what's going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? Teach you about that real estate, stocks and bonds. Teach you about that credit, you know what I'm saying, how the banks work, all that good stuff, you know? Anybody that wants to email us, has any, you know, financial questions, anything, you can always email us at the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, hhse.biz@gmail.com. Email us at there. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Twitter, of course, is at HH_SE. The radio show is at HHSE_radio. That's what it is, man. You can hit us up 25/8. We available for you. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. We global. You know that. Definitely. So, you know, we gonna keep doing what we doing, man. We gonna keep doing what we doing. We got Rap Star Promo calling in a minute. We gonna build with them on some big things, man. Some big things. You know? you gonna build on what's going on out there in Iraq right now. It's looking kind of crazy, man. Iraq is kind of looking kind of crazy. I don't know. Talking about Obama, don't know if he want to do airstrikes or not. I don't know. Starting to heat up out there. You know what I'm saying? Once you put troops in a Middle Eastern country, they gonna be there forever, man. This ain't never gonna end, man. Cause it's always gonna be the next generation that don't want, you know, U.S. policy in their country, and you know, it's always gonna once they open that powder keg up when they went Iraq in 2003, we ain't never left since, man. So, you know, times changing. You know what I mean? And we definitely keep you posted here at the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, whether it's global politics, whether it's economics, whether it's hip hop news, whether it's health news, even cover health now. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of good health articles on our site. Definitely check that out. The bottom of the page, HHSE Dividends. We got a lot of good health articles. A lot of interesting stuff, man. You'd be surprised. You know, a lot of different things going on in the world regarding, you know, just people's health in general. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, healthcare system, you know, it doesn't cure you, but it just keeps you alive just to keep going. All these pharmaceutical companies, you know, and, you know, everybody has to know. You know what I'm saying? End of the day, the best way to cure whatever it is, man, is just to eat right, you know, have a stress-free life. I mean, it's just, you know, you are what you eat, man. So, you know, take care of your body and your mind to take care of you. You know what I mean? For real. That's what it's going to come down to because, you know, going in supermarkets and stores nowadays ain't nothing but unhealthy shit. So you really got to be cautious of what you intake. You know what I mean? For real. That's about for real. We got a lot of new heat for you. In a minute, we're going to play some good music, man. But sometimes it's good to build with the people. You know what I mean? Y'all hear me every Wednesday. So, you know, anybody that want to call in to the show. We're always here every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We've been doing this radio show for over 2 years now, so, you know, the listener, the responses is good, the viewerships is good, and we just gonna keep on rocking out, man. We ain't gonna stop this thing, man. We got a lot of good things that's gonna transpire with this Hip Hop Stock Exchange brand in the near future, so everybody stay tuned with that. I can't even speak on it. We putting together some big plans for the Hip Hop Stock Exchange brand. And, you know, it's well needed. It's all about empowering the people in every way possible, whether it's, you know, through hip hop or just education, and not just financial education, through all type of different ways, through health, you know. We cover every angle here at the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, man. Pretty much, you know. And if you don't see it, you could email us and we can build with you, just trust me. I mean, so brand is going strong. Been over 3 years now, and we're just gonna keep doing what we're doing, man. People love us globally, so it's only right. Keep the positive energy flowing, you know, and keep it going. Cause you gotta get your mind right to get your money right. Can't do one without the other, huh? One thing at a time, everything will work out in it. And that's what it is, man. That's what it is. Of course, you can check out my Twitter, Ben Frank, at @IM_BenFrank. Of course, the Mill Network Twitter is @Amill_Network. And check out our Instagram, man. Our Instagram is @Amill_Network also. So, you know, we here, man. We definitely post a lot of interesting stuff on our Instagram, man. Definitely a lot of interesting, you know, esoteric pictures with, you know, a lot of building going on, you know what I'm saying? So definitely check us out, man. Definitely check us out, man. You know, we got that new mixtape coming up next Monday after the solstice, so definitely check us out. We're going to keep on rocking, man. We've been doing this new thing for a minute. Shout out to my man, Devin Mill, Lord Nas, Poof to Life, R.O.I. Queens, what it is, Brooklyn, popping New York City. You know how we do. Global, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. All money legal. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. We even got some art coming up. We're about to start, you know, publishing our paintings and our artwork that we're, you know, handcrafting for y'all. So definitely stay tuned for that. That's something special. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into some heat, though, man. Let's play some music. You know how we do, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's get it.
Bang, 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 Hollywood. I'm so slick, like Rick the Ruler. Tell them all I said it. You want it, homie, come get it. I chop them up with no chopper. Biggie nigga, who shot ya? I think I need a doctor. These straight phones ain't working. Don't need a block to quit working. Got your bitch on my lap, fucking hide your feelings. I hurt them. No new friends, I got no friends when I'm smoking. I get them open, homies broken. I don't know them, nigga.
My niggas, my niggas. and murder, you know, shot you. Seven angles, seven angels, watch and pray on who you pray to. Center table, no waiting for it, couple plates, no waiting on it. Fast life, a game of patience, 100 racks at the horse races. Jewish lawyers at my court case, rubber band my Freemasons. Major deacon, we speed racing, we been eating. They stay hating, sour deeds, we stay blazing. 13, illumination.
Hot, we gonna let you know it's hot. But if it ain't hot,
we gonna tell you, yo, send another song. Let me hear something else. What else you got? You know what I'm saying? That song that you pushing, that might not be the single. You might have a song in your little roster that you ain't think was hot, and everybody else hear it, and that's the one. You know what I'm saying? It happens like that sometimes. A lot of the greatest artists, you know, they hit records was a lot of times was a song that they wasn't even thinking about pushing, but it's just, you know, it's what the people want. You know what I'm saying? People love your music, and, you know, the artist love the color blue, wants to put out blue, but, you know, the fans love it when he put out green, that he going to have to, you go with green. You see? That's how simple as that. You know what I'm saying? It's what artistry is all about, you know? So, you know, definitely, you know, artists send your music up. Got the email, man, hhse.biz@gmail.com. Send your songs in, you know what I'm saying? Definitely when you send your songs in, give us your Twitter address. So definitely, you know, when it's time to play the song, we can promote the song on Twitter like we always do. Yeah, I know y'all see us on Twitter. We be definitely going hard on Twitter. You know what I mean? We always promote, you know, our previous interviews that we did, our previous podcasts. We always promote those on Twitter, Facebook, just to show, you know, the great, great, you know, special guests that we interview, man. We interview a lot of great people, man, and it varies, different things. We interview accountants, lawyers, you know, public relations specialists, you know what I'm saying, DJs, producers, I mean, tour managers, a little bit of everything. We interview artists a little here and there. You know what I mean? But it's mostly, you know, it's mostly people that's working behind the scenes that we interview just to, you know, something different, man. Because a lot of, shout out to all the, you know, independent radio shows out there. You know what I'm saying? Most people, you know, most shows just interview artists, which is cool, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we want to do something a little different, man. So we interview, you know, the artist manager. We interview the producer. We interview, you know what I'm saying? The booking agent, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, something different. Something different, man. There's always a lot of indie artists listening to the show, so it's always good advice on our podcast. You see our podcast on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Whoever we interviewing, you know that they're going to give good advice, man. So definitely. Shout out to all our archive listeners. We put a lot of, you know, podcasts on the net. We get good numbers with the archive listeners. Shout out to all the listeners that's really tuning into the archive shows, man. Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate the live listeners as well, of course. And all the callers, man. We get a lot of people that are just calling just to show love, you know. And that's what's up, man. That's what it's all about, man. Because we are about the people. So when people, you know, spread the love back, it's more than welcome. You know what I'm saying? For real. That's what we do here, though. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. You already know. Probably gonna have Rap Star promo call in a little later. We got that rundown for you also a little later. You know what I mean? Some more good indie hip hop. Of course, we're gonna play some more music in a minute. You know, if Rap Star promo don't call in, then we're gonna get to the rundown after the next segment. You know what I'm saying? But it's just good to take some time, you know, some time just to be with the people, man. You know, shout out to everybody that rock with us. Because it's definitely well received. And, you know, karma's everything, man. So, you know, whatever you put out, it always come back to you, man. So, that's what it's all about, man. Get your mind right, get your money right, man. Real. That's what it is, though. That's what it is. Shout out to all my peoples, you know, overseas out there in the UK, out there in Europe. We get a lot of love from people in the UK, man. Definitely shout out to y'all. Shout out to my man Braids out there in the UK, man, doing big things with his music, man. Great hip-hop artist. Check him out at his Twitter, at Braids, B-R-A-Y. Excuse me, B-R-A-D-Y-Z. at Braids. That's his Twitter. Check him out, man. Got good music. Check out my man John Tanner out there in London. When we got good music, man, definitely. So, you know, definitely. We global, you know what I'm saying? We global. You already know that. You already know that. Really, you see us highlighting a lot of great indie hip-hop artists from all around the world. You see it in the articles, man. We definitely post a lot of interesting articles about what's going on the other side of the world. Because hip-hop is just a voice of the people, man. And, you know, in a lot of third world countries, hip-hop is used as a revolutionary tool to really uplift the young people. And it's beautiful to see. That's what hip-hop is all about. That's what hip-hop's, you know, motive and intent was back in the late 70s and 80s, you know what I'm saying, out here in the States. You know, hip-hop was being used as, you know, a political tool for the young, for the youth. And, you know, over time, you know, turmoil and entertainment, like how you see now, you know what I'm saying, it's bound to happen, you know what I'm saying, when the money gets involved, that's bound to happen, you know what I mean, but at the end of the day, the elements always been with hip-hop and always will be with hip-hop, whether it's, you know, you get, you know, artists like that, whether it's a Lupe Fiasco or Talib Kweli or, you know, even us, you know what I'm saying, all money's legal, way to get it from us. It's always going to be that revolutionary aspect, that, you know, innovative, new type of thinking, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, society. Man, that's always needed, especially with what's going on in the world today. It's always needed, so, you know. It pop, you know, it's like Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors, baby. That's what's up, man. Let's get straight to the music, man. We got more music for you. Let's do what we do. Let's get it, baby.
It's killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches. It's killer for these niggas, killer for these hoes, killer for these weak ass DJs that ain't playing my song, killer for that thirsty ass bitch who think she the shit, killer for them broke ass niggas that claim they flipping bricks, killer for them tough ass niggas that always wanna mug, killer for them niggas that can't whip, pumping for the slug, killer for that bad ass bitch that's always in the club, wearing all that little shit but don't want nobody to fuck with her, killer for them niggas with the bricks who ain't putting them out, trying to charge 16 for a zip when we in the drop, killer for that bitch ass bouncer always talking bad, nigga damn find your motherfucking ass in the trash. It's killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches. It's killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches. Killer in my cup, killer in my blunt, I don't really fuck with rap niggas, killer for them punks, I beat them punch the rap nigga, dead in his front, so I sent one of my niggas, they'll kill him dead on his front, kill him with that old one, let's kill him with that new shit, everybody red, but we kill him with this blue shit, top of this and stand all that, but niggas ain't gon' shoot shit, kill him for your city, we gon' put you on this loop shit, nigga if the shoe fit, stand on what you stand for, kill him for that janky ass promotion, we ain't paying for, kill him for whoever talking down on this dynasty, I ride with these niggas, cause when it's time, they gon' ride with me, they kill him. It's killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches. It's killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches.
is killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer, killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches. It's killer for them niggas, killer for them bitches, killer, killer.
Yeah.
Smart music is the movement. A bad education, the reason some of us losing. A lot of young girls being misdiagnosed, but the school's G'ing off. I'm telling you it's a hoax. Hyped up and energetic, that don't mean slow. Keep it all G, that's common amongst the kinfolks. And dead Ritalin's equivalent to speed, when love and education's the medicine that we need. I proceed with the left, resembling Hotep. Black on both sides, still living it most deaf. Taking trades out of the hood so we built less. And looking outside, see extent of a field test. Whatever happened to the village concept? It's impossible to live without seeing beyond self. Overstand that it's easier to build a strong child than repair a broke man.
All I wanna do is try to worry about the whole part of man, but the pieces on me. I'm fighting for the babies and the parents, trying to raise them as a warrior, thoughts that cost me. I am because we are.
It ain't a game, it's the life. From the 48 laws to the parables of Christ, all the war and the 42 negative confession. The mind's the most dangerous of blessings, of knowledge is evolved. You holding the light, like beginning of Columbia affliction, torch bright. A vote is a voice, and them policies running your life. The 15th Amendment, to make them put up a fight. The knowledge itself, I'm still seeking it. A lot of my dudes going ham, just ain't eating it. Soul is the angelic part of a man, so the flesh is the pet of an invisible hand. Son, I breathe like a fab joint, and I always say one plus your last point. Yeah, we do it for the kids, we do it for those who can't vote, cause the law's after the beds, writing letters to they whiz.
All I wanna do is try to worry about the law, about the man, but the beast is on me. I'm fighting for the babies and the parents, trying to raise them as a warrior, thoughts that cost me. I am because we are.
Your thoughts are costing we. Ignoring the history, standing at the podium looking over your sheeple. You keep it entertaining and they continue to feed you. Hood is the battleground, minds are the spoils of war. Ignorant bliss, the weapon that they use on the poor. School's diet plan, lacking all the vitamins. Fool, you tell them try again, recognize what time we in. Kids losing lives, they wanna arm the teachers. I guess they bang out in the hallway with a demon. Real men don't buy girls or put them on the front line so they can get shot in front of the world. The flow is unprecedented. Please understand, math got a message in it. It's smart music, entertained with the lessons in it. We don't just talk about the future, we invest in it. Keep up with the regimen.
All I wanna do is try to worry about the whole part of man, but the beast is on me. I'm fighting for the babies and the parents, trying to raise them as a warrior, thoughts that cost me. I am because we are.
Fire right there. It's my man Lack, Smart Hip Hop. Check him out, man. Definitely coming out of Philly. A lot of good positive music. Brother working with the kids, man, making positive hip hop, man. Definitely check him out. He's definitely on the As Above, So Below mixtape, All Money Legal. It's dropping next Monday. Check that out too on that piff. Definitely. But let's get straight into the rundown, man. The hip hop news, global politics, the economics, all that's going on in the world, the good stuff, man. Health news, everything, a little bit of everything, man. Definitely, definitely log on to the site if you're not on already. www.hhse.biz. That's the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. And let's get straight to it. Now on the hip hop news, first up, Grandmaster Flash speaks on inventing hip-hop. That's what I'm talking about, man. Definitely a legend in the game, man. Grandmaster Flash, doing this hip-hop thing since the mid-70s, uptown, up there in Bronx and Harlem, doing, you know, the shows in the park, you know what I'm saying? With, you know, that's where it all started, man. All started with the DJ, man. It's just good to see brothers like, you know, Grandmaster Flash, or whether it's Kool Herc, you know what I'm saying? African Vambata also. These brothers like this just, you know, just talking about how hip-hop was in its early stage. Like, when hip-hop wasn't even on the radio. It was just in, you know, in the parks. It wasn't even, I mean, in the late 70s. It was just in the parks. It wasn't even nowhere close to where it is now. So it's just good to see brothers still out, still around, still, you know, dropping jams on, you know, just the essence of hip-hop, man, you know, the b-boying, the graffitiing, the DJing, you know what I'm saying? That's the hip-hop right there. That's the roots of hip-hop, you know what I mean? Shout out to Grandmaster Flash on that. For real. Next up, Kendrick Lamar still in no pressure for his next album. You know, so people always say, you know, when artists have a great first album, their sophomore album is the hardest to top the first great album. You know, I don't blame Kendrick, man. He should feel a lot of momentum, you know what I'm saying? He got a strong team out there, you know what I'm saying? The whole Top Dog Entertainment, TDE. Once Kendrick dropped his album and it was a smash, they hit you right with Schoolboy Q right after that, and he did his thing. And then they got Ab Soul, you know what I'm saying? So they definitely got a good camp, you know what I'm saying? And people still loving Kendrick's first album, and that was a classic, so he ain't going nowhere. He gonna have, you know, great music the second album around. He'll probably have, you know, all type of different, you know, hot features. And he probably get real creative with it, working with Dr. Dre and all that out there. So shout out to Kendrick Lamar, man. You know, I'm sure his second album will be just as good as the first. I wouldn't doubt it at all, man. For real, homeboy lyrical. For real, for real. Next up, Stars renews 50 Cent's Power for second season. Now, if y'all ain't seen it, the miniseries Power, 50 Cent produced it. It's a good show, man. Definitely, you know, it's out here in the streets of New York. You know, the whole drug kingpin story, you know, dude trying to get out of the game. And they put it together nicely, man. The Stars Network, along with 50 Cent producing it. You know, it's a good miniseries. It's interesting, you know, 50 Cent got his hand a lot of things, man. Brother's a genius, man. He out here, you know, number one album on the charts right now, and independent at that. He got the whole G-Unit going again, you know what I'm saying, another round of that. And then he got this miniseries going, too, so he's doing this thing with the movies also in there. So, you know, homie 50, man, Fifth is doing this thing, man. Shout out, man, Queens, Southside. You know how we do, man, for real. Next up, Jay-Z launches 40-40 beverage. It's interesting, man, you know, Hov dropping his own beverage. He actually dropped it first in Walgreens and Dwayne Reed, which is kind of interesting, but, you know, definitely interesting article. Everybody check that out, man, you know. Jay-Z got his hand in everything, man. He got, you know, 40-40 lounges. He even got 40-40 lounges in airports. So, it's only right. Come up with your own drink. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why not? Enterprise. You know what I'm saying? Branch out. Fight. You know what I'm saying? 50 had his own drink. Why not? Jay-Z shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not? Go do everything. Shit. Right. Next up, Eminem teams with Fuse TV for rap battle show. Now, this is interesting, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, the whole Shady Camp, you know what I mean? And Slaughterhouse, too, you know, coming up with the MC battle show. They're trying to do it kind of like URL, but, you know, they, of course, you know, they got, like, a lot more money to put into it. You know what I mean? But it should be interesting, you know what I'm saying? I love URL, man. Shout out to Smack, man. You know, that definitely originated and definitely, you could say, like, kind of like the pioneers of what we see today of battle rap being televised. URL pretty much took it to where it's at today. So, of course, you're going to have, you know, people like Eminem and other people that have a lot of millions to invest, you know, that want to get into that market, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, Slaughterhouse, Eminem, they was always battle rapping. They always known for battle rapping. So it should be interesting, man. I'm interested to see, you know, how they go about, you know, formatting and you know, presenting the MC's battle compared to how URL does it. You know what I'm saying? It should be interesting, man, you know. Shout out to both of them, man. All, you know, battle rap networks, no matter what they are, man, it's good for hip-hop regardless. So the more the better, you know what I'm saying? Some people might prefer one over the other, but, you know, the more battle MC, battle rap networks there are out there, or battle rap circuits that's out there, the better it is for the battle MCs, man. You know, the more circuits, you know, MCs can run through, better it is for them, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, you know what I mean? It's big money now, so go for it, you know? Shout out to all the battle rappers, man. Shout out to y'all, man. A lot of nice cats out there, man, spending them bars, you know what I'm saying? Bars, you know what I'm saying? For real. Now on the business news, first up, Dre Beats headphone is banned at the World Cup, FIFA. Now it's interesting, man, if y'all don't know, y'all should already know, of course, they got the whole World Cup, you know. Soccer games going on down there in Rio de Janeiro. Matter of fact, not Rio, it's in the Natal, matter of fact. You know, Brazil, of course. Shout out to Brazil, man. It's a beautiful country, man. I gotta say, it's a beautiful country. Beautiful people. I've been down there myself. Shot my first music video down there in Rio de Janeiro. You know what I mean? So definitely a beautiful place to be. You know what I mean? And it's just interesting, you know, Dre Beats thing is transcending cultures, man. I mean, you got people all over the world. You know, love music, and when they out in the streets, you know, they want to have nice headphones to match what they wearing. So, you know, they choose the Beats headphones and match, you know, the color of the headphones with the outfit they got on. So, of course, you know, soccer players, when they, you know, training or getting ready before the game, they got their music going on. And, you know, of course, whatever country they're from, they got the color of the headphones matching their uniform. So, the World Cup and FIFA, they're like, yo, hold on. We can't have all these, you know, global soccer players, you know, just promoting Dre Beats headphones, you know, on a prime stage like this. It's like free advertising. So they're like, yo, y'all can't wear them headphones no more, man. Y'all got to get some, you know, no-name headphones. You know what I'm saying? Because you're giving too much free promotions to Dre Beats, you know what I'm saying? You just got a check for $1 billion. I mean, you know, you want free advertising too, nigga? Shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, it's kind of interesting, man. Just goes to show, you know, the power of just, you know, branding. You know what I'm saying? Not just power hip hop, just the power of branding alone. You know what I'm saying, when a brand can overlap something like the World Cup soccer games going on. You know what I'm saying, it only happens at once every 4 years. So they definitely, you know, are picky on who they choose are going to do the advertising at the World Cup, and they don't want to just give away free advertising. You see, even the soccer uniforms got logos of different companies on them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, these advertisers spend millions of dollars just to promote at the World Cup. So, I mean, these artists wearing Dre Beats headphones when they working out before the games, they're just giving away free promo. You know what I'm saying? But World Cup was like, no. Take those off. Put these on. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's real, though, man. Next up, U.S. health system tops the world in spending. Now, shit, if y'all don't already know, if you live in the States, you already know how expensive health care is out here. You know how much it costs to get health care. You know, good thing Obamacare came along to kind of, you know, take, you know, those high expenses for people that can't afford them. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, didn't have a job or couldn't afford health care that can now get health care thanks to this Obamacare thing, which is a good thing. Some people don't like it, and for some people it's good, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, every teach his own, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's situation is different, but U.S. healthcare system is just out of hand. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's big business, like I talked about earlier. So, I mean, these pharmaceutical companies, doctors, you know, hospitals, it's a multi-billion dollar business, man. So, you know, the healthcare system, the same way, you know, United States is all about capitalism. You know, healthcare is capitalism too. You know what I'm saying? It ain't so much about curing the patients. This is more about just, you know, alleviating the pain. You know what I'm saying? You know, if they cured everybody, then they wouldn't make no more money. You know what I'm saying? If they alleviate the pain, they're gonna come back when the pain start again. That's how, you know, that's how it starts. So, you know, the U.S. always pretty much been at the top as far as healthcare spending, man. Like I always say, man, you know, get your mind right, get your body right, eat healthy, you know, everything else will follow. So, you know, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, man, that's what we all about. For real, definitely check out the Futures Exchange page. We got the hottest videos, your favorite artists, check that out. I mean, and we're going to keep rocking, man. We got some more hot music for you. Finish out the show. Let's do what we do. Let's get it, baby.
Oh, my lovely, let's get it, baby.
Come on, my baby. Oh, my baby. Got the cold to the city, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my lovely, let's let it play,
baby. Oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness, got the cold to the city, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness, talking money, talking to me, yeah. Leave a scale, bitch, I've been dope. They talking money, but they been broke. I'm about growth and stock options. Machiavelli the game, been lying. World in my hand, yeah, God got it. 13 grams, 7 Dutchies. The rocket magnum, yeah, yeah, girl, love that. My mind illuminated. Pimp the game, move flagrant. What's ungiven is for the taking. I'm on my glizzy, on my glizzy. Unlock the 360 code to the city, yeah. If the pipe state, 25-8. Big dinner plates grind like we never ate. Passport in the safe, success tastes great, cut the cake.
Cut the cake.
You relate, yeah. On my grizzly, got the code to the city, yeah. On my grizzly, talking money. Real estate in my city, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm familiar. Walk the wrong block, you can catch the buck 50, yeah. Poker staples at the Last Supper. Cops wanna handcuff you. God in the flesh, black robe wanna judge you. Put the fire, then they love you. Black diamond for all my black brothers. Drop dying for all my black brothers. Salute Malcolm, but never hold it back. Panty on for all my Zodiacs. I speak in codes, you can call it rap.
Call it rap, call it
I call up music fans, call it crack.
Call it crack, call it
need a quote, let me hit you back.
Hit you back,
see copy that, yeah.
Yeah.
Same color as snow. Get my mom's cash to invest in case I rest. That's why I hustle now for a time digress. Guns, protect my ones like a Teflon vest. Gotta protect your lungs before you take that breath. Chuck T's telling me, Bell Ferragamo. All from moving work across the Verrazano. Peace, he's like a foreign language in the streets. Concrete, jungle, south side, Jamaica coast. Where my head at? Where I get my bread at? Young Malcolm Martin, all rolling warm. Why I'm displaying Candy Crush? Man, my candy all white, call it Brady Bunch. It's not about the game, it's about the player. Got the code to the city, call me the mayor.
Yeah!
Oh,
my
goodness,
you know I'm on that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness,
uh-huh.
Now let me get my shit off. Watch me run it back on this kickoff. So I know how to rap and get a brick off. I've been doing that from the tip off. Dealing drugs, bad bitches trying to suck my dick off. I'm big dog, see this is when they call a nigga pissed off. Who are you to dictate if I get on? I've been on, see I ain't down for the get along. I've been riding foreign, who said I need a hit record? My name is Barry Bonds, nigga, I don't hit second. I'm trying to peek my exit, people trying to peek my necklace. Plus my connect, keep them blocked, I'm trying to beat the Tetris. I tried to let up, ain't no letting up until you breathless. You want this cake, blow out your candles and make your death wish. They so upset for niggas, never took heed to my lectures. I've been compared to what Jesus was healing them lepers. They know I'm well respected, keep my gun, no sleeping naked. Nobody made it out this game, I'm trying to beat the record.
Make sure they play this when they tell my story, baby. It ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. Time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. See, I've been meeting lately, that's why all these bitches hate me. It's time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay, now let me get my shit right. My Syracuse orange with my Nick White. And watch me drop 40 in these Fizz Ike. Know the way I give light. And know that me and mine is tryna split right. Despite we figure skating over thin ice. See, we just tryna live life. And all of it's name branded expensive taste. All of the hundreds and the henny that I done pissed away. The chin chins, the Libes, the money they said they would repay. The way that they thought I forgot, I never forgot. I just let them keep change. My seat back, they seat raised. They younger than I assumed, and I'm 2K while they EA. Like, why are you trying to improve? I'm a 99 rating with a 99 playlist. If it's 99 problems, I get 99 straightened. So to God be the glory, and to God be the orgy. With a model and an aspiring model who was too gaudy. My goal is the new Gordy with a Smokey Robinson pen. And my canvas was a scene out of strap. So I begin for the glory.
Make sure they play this when they tell my story, baby. It ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. Time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. See, I've been meeting lately, that's why all these bitches hate me. It's time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. It's time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby.
Fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We got to call a call. Man, talk to me. What's going on?
What's going on, Ben Frank?
Aye, my man. Casey.
Yeah. Nah, man. This is chilling, man. Showing, you know, showing support, representing, you know, tuning in. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, you know, every Wednesday night, like you say. You know, open up another browser. You know, just doing my thing,
exactly.
Man. I've been listening for about 2 years now. You feel me?
You already know, man. You ain't just a listener. You a host. You a co-host of the show. You ain't just no listener. So don't fool the people now. You know, you go way back. Like peanut butter and jelly in this motherfucker. All right.
For real. Together. I like that.
That's right, man. What's new in your world, bro?
Shit, just hoping that the Yankees game don't score more than 8.5 runs. That's all. Yeah, get myself in trouble a little bit. That's all. In college, you know what I'm saying? Same old thing, man. I mean, I'm up here, up, you know what I mean? Just for a little vacation, you know what I'm saying? A vacation of my choice.
Oh, where you at?
New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just holding it down, you know what I'm saying? Trying to regroup, and I'm going to come back
Hampshire.
And...
It turned up up there, what up?
What's popping? What's popping? A lot, actually. Every going crazy on that diesel, boy. These Jersey boys.
It turned up, huh?
Nah, man, yeah. A lot of stuff been happening around here now. I'm talking about where I live, man. Shit, but I'm used to it. But seeing out here in the country... shootings and shit like that over drugs. It's like these people up here, they don't know how to handle it. And unfortunately, I hate to say it, but, you know, this is a 97%, you know, Caucasian community. And it just really is terrible because every single time, you know, someone from a non-Caucasian race, they're already getting looked at 5-6 times stronger than, you know, someone who is a Caucasian background. You know, and it just really, yeah, that's all I constantly see is this black man getting locked up, black man getting locked up, black man getting locked up. I never see a white man getting locked up. And it's shit, no. I don't know. The way they portray it is no, is that, you know, they're not innocent, you know what I mean? No, actually, one of my homeboys just recently, he just called himself some crazy stuff, man. I don't even really know what's going on. Some dude I was just kicking it with who lived right around the corner up here in nowhere, New Hampshire. And, you know, the newspaper talking about some semi-automatic, his story. His story should not even be in the newspaper, man. You're from Newark, New Jersey. Why are you talking to the freaking press in New Hampshire? They listed everything you said word for word. I don't know. It's just been crazy out here, man. It's a big epidemic as Rolling Stone magazine did. You know, I'm not too far away from Vermont. They be talking about this and that. You know what I mean? And they put it on the cover.
What's going on
is that, you know what I'm saying? Like when Biggie said back in the day, what did he say? You know, I packed up when I found out Knicks went for 20s down south. So I packed up my van, you know, took a trip to Maryland. That's what, you know, I'm not going to lie. I moved up here. You know, I still had the hustler's mentality because, you know, I was down for a minute. You know, my charges were all sale related. And when I saw this area, I saw an open market. Well, obviously, a lot of people like myself did. Thank God it wasn't me, because people are, I mean, every day, man, they're taking like $500,000, $1 million off the street, that type of busts. They ain't playing.
That
I don't know where
money
it's coming from.
Like that?
Oh, man, everybody's strung out, bro. It's seriously, I was going to buy a home up here, live free or die. There's no tax comes out your check, none of that. No taxes. You buy something at the store, I done said this, you know, for $4.99, it's $4.99. They don't want no more money. They probably do, but they don't get it. We're the only other state in the United States besides Colorado that is even proposing not just medicinal marijuana, recreational marijuana, which passed everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I want to stay up here, but you know, everyone says, you know what I'm saying? You can't get away from this. This is a universal, worldwide issue. Just seems like since I left Jersey, man, that Jersey I grew up just knowing where it was, you know, Pete Town, Newark, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, there was jobs that would go out, get their own, and come back. But now when you're so far out in the sticks, you know what I'm saying, you need some people to take some serious risks. And these boys are getting knocked left and right. And they ain't all, you know what I'm saying, they ain't all of, you know, non-Caucasian descent, but I'm just trying to say is that most of these dudes be coming from New Jersey. And I'm from New Jersey, and my rap sheet is terrible. Hope I don't get mixed up in it somehow. But that's what's been going on around here. That, you know, college and the music, still doing some things. Shakir playing, I'm from Viper Records. Still trying to get some things going with the Villbillies out of Kentucky. And came across some young MC, female rapper. 16-year-old prodigy, I tell you that, boy. She about three years from becoming a serious contender.
Wow. That's what
Yeah,
from.
I was really shocked at 16, man.
Where's she from?
That's the saddest part. Straight mountain woman.
Oh, damn.
They probably ain't had that yet, have they? And right now, though, for real, your pop music, R&B, and even, you know, as far as, you know, hip-hop's concerned, when it turns to more the R&B and the pop, white female MCs are not dominating, but they are making a lot of dough at this current point.
But get in the studio, man. Stop playing, man, you know.
I'm thinking about going out and get the whole Pro Tools set, the whole nine and everything. Just telling her, if you can invest a couple G's over the next 2 years, I'll invest, and we're going to make some money. First person I find. And, you know, I don't want to get too PC incorrect, but She happens to be I don't know what the political word is, so go ahead, eat me up, but a lesbian. I don't know, gay rights, whatever. That don't bother me, but the thing is that her content is so rough, raw, and rugged. And some of the punchlines are some shit that you would never think of because you never heard a female gay rapper coming out with some of the shit. So, you know, I mean, it was pretty rough. It was pretty rugged. It was at the pace of Twista. I told her, could you just slow it down and pronunciate this a little bit better? Forget about getting the words in, just, you know, so fast. Just pronunciate. When she did that, she felt more relaxed. She still spit as fast as she was, but now I understood her. Now I said, at 16, I couldn't do that. 16 is when I started rhyming. She said she started rhyming at 4. Now, she got no reason to lie. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Maybe there's a little diamond in the rough up here in the Granite State.
No, man, get in the studio, man. Make it happen.
We can work something out. That's what I've been thinking about. I need a couple more
rounds.
Yeah, I know
y'all got studios in New Hampshire. I know New Hampshire got to have at least one recording studio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, videos, recording studios, man. I'm mad connected. You got a video, you send it to me, man. I put it on TV show right next to everybody else who's mainstreaming right now. That's real talk, man. You send me a video, I promise you, you will be on a TV, three TV shows within the next month. You already know. Remember Lauren? L Boogie?
Yeah.
No. Still don't.
Not the L Boogie. The first L Boogie.
The original L Boogie.
I
just realized that. So there's Lauren and then
exactly.
Yeah, I just
Lauren
realized
and
that.
Linda,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, both Lauren and Linda, yeah.
That's right.
Well, Lauren, you know, I managed
one,
to pass her on.
Number two.
Yeah. You know, I managed to get her, you know, some shine doing, you know, some TV work on some, you know, hip-hop shows, you know, some independent, you know, some mainstream. And, you know, the same thing goes to anybody out there. I'm going to leave you my information this one time. If you got a high-quality HD, you know, at least 720, if not 1080, that's not even required. If the joint is hot, you can send it to Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, _ DEHLER at Yahoo. And chances are, if it's ill or even close to ill, it'll air. So there that is.
Ill.
Close to ill. You know what
even
I'm saying?
Close,
it's illmatic. You know what I'm saying? You know, close to ill. So, you know, you get to the illmatic point, man. You just get close to it. You're there. I'm mad old school, so I still say dope, ill. I heard you talking about early on about the original pioneers, Kool Herc. I actually had a chance to meet
right.
Kool Herc a couple of years back in the South Bronx, actually. And very humble man, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, about 2 weeks later, I met Grandmaster Caz at Willie's in 145th up there at Harlem. And man, I couldn't believe 20 years later he's still crying about how they stole his music. Talking all the way back to Rapper's Delight.
Well, we're gonna play some
man.
Music. We're gonna play some music. We're gonna come back, chop it up. You know how we do, Casey. Hip Hop Soccer
Word
Radio.
Up,
bro. Get your mind right. Get your money right.
May no man put us under, may no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors, double teaming. To death do us part, we true believers. May no man put us under, no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors, double teamers. To death do us part, we true believers.
Catch a rifle rip, young fella, gun in the umbrella. I'm smooth like pimps and hotellers, shifty sellers. Three-piece, Brioni, some wings on your homie, keep it cordial. Black 5 Series, 3 corporals, Corvettes and cadets, sharks against narcs. Run through windows and clocks, getting bread, we all about it. Face shots, yo, catch you if it's crowded. Nowhere to run, you can't be routed. And we're out back at the ranch, branches lit, branches on. Spades and bottles, maids as models, sipping Frangelico. Cold shots, old glocks, driving tanks, Yankats and Lottos. The fearless, smoke on the roof, fire escape troopers. If no one outside, we in the boat, front lining, just a Bronx tale, yeah. Brooklyn is sadness, like May Gale,
no
nigga.
May no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors, double teaming. To death do us part, we true believers. May no man put us under, no woman come between us. We
We got a caller calling in 678, talk to me.
How you doing? This is Liz, Rapstar TV.
Hey, hey, what's going on? That's what I'm talking about, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Rapstar TV. Let everybody know about all about your company, what you got going on.
All right. Well, we actually have a CEO who's going to be calling in shortly, but I definitely wanted to go ahead and chime in really quick and say hello to everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
You know, the show ends at 8:30, so tell them to call in. Don't be shy now. Tell them to call in.
Most definitely. Just
minutes
getting...
left.
Okay, okay. You're getting the phone situation right.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So where y'all calling from?
Hello, hello. Oh, we're down here in Atlanta.
ATL represent.
ATL. Doing it big. I like that, man. Definitely. Atlanta got a lot going on. You know, Atlanta's pretty much kind of the hub for hip-hop right now. They've been holding it down for the last few years, you know?
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, let's see if I can get him on the line here in just a minute.
All right. That's what's up. Y'all definitely do y'all thing on Twitter, man. Y'all go hard, man. Rapstar TV. You know, they got the Rapstar promo. Definitely go hard, man. Definitely doing a lot of big things for indie artists, man. I see y'all grinding.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
If I may ask, what is Rapstar TV all about, if you could?
Well, Rapstar TV is a, you know, it's a platform. It's something different. It's not your typical, you know, entertainment and media platform. And what we do is we showcase, you know, what's new, what's innovative, what we think is dope, and, you know, the next big thing coming to the scene, we showcase that and what you don't really see everywhere else.
Right.
I like that. How many years y'all been going strong for?
Actually, I've been in the game over 10 years now. So with Rapstar TV, you know, it's something, it's a whole different change now. If you see a lot of things switching up, and like I said, we're just shining a new light on things for the artists and for entertainers and when they're doing their thing in the game.
How does someone get in touch with you if they wanted your services?
Well, actually, they can log right on the website. If they go to rapstartv.com, they can also go on rapstarpromo.com/services, and it'll take you right to the information. It tells everything that we do, gives you the information as well on how to get started. Or they can also call the office number. It's listed on the site as well to, you know, go ahead and speak to someone and find out exactly what we need to do for them, get everything going.
That's a nice personal touch right there, giving the phone number out so people can understand and get difficult questions answered. I think that's a very nice personal touch you all added there.
Most definitely. We just want to make sure we can, you know, we're available whenever the artists are ready to turn up and take it to the next level. You know, we're here.
That's what's up. I like that. You know, we got a lot of indie artists that listen to us every week. If you can give some advice to indie artists that's trying to get in the game, what would you tell them?
Well, I would like the CEO to answer that question, but just on my behalf, I would say, you know, they have to, first of all, take themselves serious. And then whatever they do, they have to put forth, you know, it's continuous work. It's nonstop. So I'd say whatever they do, they have to be consistent and just be determined, you know, determined to win. Otherwise, you know, if you don't take yourself serious, no one else will. So that's
right.
My best advice, you know, don't get swayed and moved by outside opinions. Just go for your dream. And, you know, keep taking it up level by level.
That's that's real. Can't say it better than that. What are some of the common mistakes you see indie artists make out here?
There's a lot of things that people do. Sometimes they give up too quickly. They may, send out a record. I would say the main thing I see is under promotion. They get in there and they, maybe push the record to one or two directions and then they stop. They stop too soon. And it really takes, like I said, against consistency. You have to be able to, believe in it enough to keep taking it wherever you need to go with it. Get it to all the DJs. Every DJ may not like your record, but, those that do rock with you, you have to, get it to them and then make sure you don't just stop at one outlet. Get it to, everywhere you can. Make sure the people are behind you. So I would say, one thing a lot of people get caught up in is thinking that it's just about the industry itself. They have to get their fan base before they expect to see the money come in. And that's one thing that I would encourage artists to do. Make sure you get your fan base up and get to the people.
That's real. That's real. And definitely, when it comes to promoting your music, you definitely have to have a budget. Now that go.
Most definitely. They have to have that in place and be able to, spend with the right people, not just everywhere, to make sure they get a plan and they follow through and spend with the right people.
That's key right there. That's key right there. Because there's a lot of promotional companies out there, and there's a lot of different, tours going on, and everybody deserves to get paid. If they put in the work, they deserve to get paid. But if you can give some advice to any artist on what they need to do about how they go about picking what promo company they use, what do you think is the best route to really, choose one?
Well, it's going to depend on what they're trying to do. If they are, if they have what kind of project it is, and they just have to find out, okay, what exactly is this company bringing to the table? With Rapstar Promo, we're a full house promotion company, so whatever they need, they can come to us, and, we can help to find out what exactly they're looking for in a project and make it happen. But, my advice with that would just be to, pinpoint, okay, this is what I'm trying to do, whether you're trying to service a record or entire album. If you're trying to, just build your brand up, I would definitely say that they need to, find out what exactly is being offered. Make sure they know all the fine print and know what's being given to them for what they're paying out or what they're investing in.
That's real, man. That is real. Definitely do your homework for real. I know Rapstar has a lot of different, hands in a lot of different things as far as promotion. Just let the, audience know the different, areas of promotion that you guys cover.
Okay. Once again, they can get a full, rundown of it on their website on rapstarpromo.com. But, what we're most known for is our e-blast. We have the number one e-blast in the game. It goes to over half a million contacts. So we offer our, project management packages. We have PR, tweet blast, different services that they may need just depending on what type of project it is. But they can get a full layout on there. We also break it down based off of what the artist or the label is looking for.
Do you guys, how do you feel about, if I may, how do you feel about getting your artists and putting them into licensing agreements? Do you feel that's a smart move on both your companies then as well as the artist?
Okay. What I'm going to do, give me 1 second. I think the CEO was going to click in here so he can answer some of the questions for us.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break down the house. He was doing very well. Very informative.
Oh, yeah, no. You're fine.
Do your thing. I like that.
Hey, I appreciate the reach. So about half a million people reach right there. That's a nice reach.
Yeah, that's big.
Definitely, man. That's definitely someone I want to be, you know what I'm saying? If I had to go that route, that's definitely one route. You know, I definitely would look, you know, 2, 3, 4 times at, you know, before I you know, knocked it out of a, you know, knocked it out of contention.
For real.
Absolutely, man. And you know yourself from being an artist, man, yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like me being back in the game back in the day, you know, there's only certain moves you can make, certain times, you know, and she seems to be on point, and she doesn't feel, I believe that she doesn't feel that she's answering the questions as appropriately, as efficiently as she could, but I think she's doing an excellent job representing.
Definitely. Rap Star TV, definitely check it out, man.
You know what it is, man? RapStarTV.com. We all the way in here. You understand me? It's going all the way down. You understand me? RapStarTV.com. The way BET and MTV should be, we in the motherfucker building. Understand me?
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. Going all the way down, man. RapStar promo, man. You already know that, man. This king, man. 334 Mall. You know what I mean? Greatest. You know what I mean? We in this thing. You understand me? RapStar promo. RapStarTV. You understand me? We in here, man. HHSE Radio, nigga. I need everybody name. I'm gonna call in. It's fun.
You see it? That's what's up, man. Yeah, how you feel about the current state of hip hop right now? You hear me? Yo, yo. Can you hear me? You.
Let me try to get him back on. 1 second.
All right. That's what's up. Rap Star TV, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Absolutely, man. Well, I got this little pause, man. Happy Father's Day to all them fathers out there, all them single mothers out there doing a fabulous job.
Yes,
ain't
them
that
too.
Dead time
them
on
too.
Air, you feel me?
Oh yes. Happy Father's Day. All of y'all doing y'all thing, man. Definitely shout out to y'all. Father's doing the right thing out there, you know? Definitely. That's what it is. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. Rap Star TV, rapstartv.com. Check them out. All y'all indie artists that need promo, y'all need to holler at Rap Star. They got it going on. Mega email blast.
Twitter
heavy
blast.
Heavy on Twitter. Yes, they heavy on Twitter, so.
Work.
You know,
licensing work.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, man. Booking work. It seems
doing
incredible.
Doing music, you got to build that brand. You know, if you're doing music, you want to build the brand, and you want to align yourself with promotional companies that's about their business and that you're going to get your money's worth. Definitely check out Rap Star TV. Got you.
Absolutely. I've seen a lot of companies out there who probably their main competition, if they're not the number one in the game, without naming them in particularly, you know, I've been known to do foul business, who are strictly out for themselves to do, like, a lot of the same things. But from what I'm hearing, that, you know, this company, because of their actual physical contact number, to speak to them directly and let them know what
That's
it
real.
Is that you actually want to do with your music is a total plus. I look at that aspect all the time in any decision I make. I'm not going to go ahead because I got an email that said something and jump on it until I can talk to someone, confirm it, and sign some paperwork. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
like
you mad.
Edge.
You mad or no?
Yeah. You bad,
like
brother?
You mad or no? We in this thing. Log on Rap Star TV. We put a lady she on the front page, man. Check out RapStarTV.com. Bitch got one arm. She's a mad nigga. But she, TV.com. You better know what's going on. I mean, shout out to Atlanta, man. You know, we in Atlanta. Shout out to New York City. You know what I mean? Rap Star TV, man. We in here, man.
That's what it is, man. How you feel about the current state of the game right now, man? Music industry.
I think hip hop sucks right now. I think motherfuckers are better lyrics.
I love this,
that's
man.
True. I like that.
I
keep it 100.
Hey, that's the realest guess in 2 years, bro.
It gotta be better lyrics, bro. Better. problem with hip-hop, everybody rich. Ain't no more rags to riches stories. You feel me? And I feel like all these niggas rapping the same, you understand me? So that shit gets redundant. It gets old. So the little bit, that's why I got to come on here and say I got a one lady. Like, I'm in the circus of some shit. You feel me? So, man, but is, if you ain't wrong, do. You understand me? So I feel like the state of hip-hop. True beats. So. But shout out to the, it's still some dope content.
That's real, man. That's real. You want to shout out some of the artists that you're working with in Rapstar that you're promoting? Yo, yo. Oh, man, we lost a brother. Call back in. Call back in. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Rapstar TV. Show about to end 8:30, man. We got a good, you know, 3 minutes left in the show, but we just going to, you know, keep it rocking. You know, the show, we definitely can keep going through the archive show, even though it goes past 8:30. So definitely call back in, brother. We're going to chop it up a little more, finish the show out. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, though, man. Pop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Rapstar TV rocking with us. You don't know. KC rocking with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know. That's what it is. If y'all call in the next 2-3 minutes, great. If not, then it's all gravy. You know what I'm saying? Till next Wednesday, you already know. Log on to the site, www.hhse.biz, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. This is Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You catch me, the God, Ben Frank, Casey. Next Wednesday, you know how we do. And you know, it's what it is, man. You
want to
send any shout-outs, Casey?
Give a shout-out to my anti-injustice movement out of Scotland.
That's right.
Once again, October 25th at the Paper Box in Brooklyn, an all-day event to raise awareness against human trafficking. We have a lot of surprises down to the all the way down to Bunksy. I hope I'm saying it right. Graffiti artist who needs high security to come in to do his work. This is going to be an ill show. We got some high caliber artists we cannot name at this point. But yeah, shout out to the Aiden Clicker, Anti-Injustice Movement. You know, look at it, follow us up on, follow us, join us, start a chapter, you know, Injustice, you know, all the way around the board. Eat Anti-Injustice. Hell yeah.
Check that out. And
shit's mad straight right there.
Check that out, ASAP. That sound good, man. Graffiti. I ain't heard that in a minute.
Yeah, man. No, so, we about to end the show, brother. Just let everybody know some lasting advice, Rapstar TV. Let everybody know, all the indie artists that listen to us, just give them some lasting advice,
man,
before we close out the show.
All I can tell them, man, is God first. Understand that talent will keep you in the door. Money will get you in the door. Money is not going to keep you in the door. Talent is going to keep you in the door. One thing you need, man, you need faith. You understand me? And then faith of a mustard seed move mountains. But just not with faith, you have to put work with the.
That's real, man. Let everybody know your Twitter and Facebook. They can contact you. And you know all the info, contact info. Yo, yo, yo. Oh, man, it's all good. We love
I guess it jumped out again, but the Twitter, they can look up Rapstar TV on Twitter.
Rapstar TV everything, man.
All right, say no more. Rapstar TV, everything will pop up for you. That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. Much love to y'all for calling in, man. We appreciate it. Definitely, Rapstar TV. You know what I mean? Y'all keep doing big things, you know?
Thank you.
Of course. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Rapstar TV. All y'all indie artists listening in, holla at Rapstar TV, man. Build your brand, man. Rapstar TV got that. That's what it is, man. Get your mind right, get your money right. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Till next Wednesday, y'all. One love. Peace.